The nominees are now in place for the general election race for Baltimore County Executive. Former Delegate Johnny Ushefsky won a recount over the weekend, a 17-vote win over State Senator Jim Brochin. WYPR's John Lee is with us now to talk about what happens next. And John, Ushefsky's Republican opponent is State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer Jr. What kind of campaign can we expect between these two?
Well, Nathan, this is one of those times where nice guys finished first. And by all accounts, you have a couple of nice guys here. Ushefsky, for the most part, kept his head down while Brochin and County Councilwoman Vicki Almond engaged in a slugfest. And Redmer was the target of constant insults from his primary opponent, Delegate Pat McDonough. So you would think, by comparison, a Redmer-Ushefsky race will be pretty civil. Ushefsky seems to think so anyway.
The commissioner and I have engaged in dozens of debates and forums across the county as part of the primary process, and every experience I've had has been cordial and very much focused on issues and sharing our vision for the county. I trust that that will continue.
Both of these candidates come into the general election with strengths. Based on what happened in the primary, Ushefsky may have a fundraising advantage over Redmer, but Redmer has the full-throated backing of Governor Hogan. The governor campaigned for Redmer in the primary election and is expected to do so in the general. And Hogan has a lot of support in the county. The governor crushed his Democratic opponent there 4 years ago with 59% of the vote. And how much, if any, help Ushefsky gets from the Democratic gubernatorial nominee Ben Jealous remains to be seen. But registered Democrats still outnumber Republicans in the county by around 2-1, so advantage Ushefsky there.
What does Redmer have to say about what to expect in the general?
I spoke with Redmer last weekend, and at that time, the Ushefsky-Brochin race was still undecided. Redmer said he planned to run the same kind of competitive campaign, no matter which Democrat he ended up facing.
We are going to spend between now and, let's say, maybe Labor Day, getting around and introducing ourselves to every Democrat, Independent, and Republican voter we can, letting them know who I am and what my background is, and at a high level, what my vision is for the future.
And when you talk to Democrats about Redmer, they describe him as a good guy who they respect. So again, the general election, at least at the starting gate, is a model of civility. Of course, that could change when it hits the home stretch.
Jim Brochin lost the Democratic nomination recount by 17 votes. Does he have any plans to challenge the outcome there?
No, he doesn't. Brochin says he's making plans to wrap up his fourth term as a state senator, focus more on his day job as an insurance broker, and do some volunteer work. And when you talk to Brochin and his attorneys, they have nothing but praise for the way the Baltimore County Board of Elections handled the election and the recount. They feel it was a fair process. And participants on both sides talked about how they felt they were seeing democracy in action and at its best when they witnessed elections officials spending hours on this, first tallying up the initial vote, then doing a ballot-by-ballot recount.
Does Ushefsky feel that he can unite the Democratic Party and win the support of the voters who backed Brochin, as well as the close third-place finisher, Vicki Almond?
He does, and County Executive Don Moeller, a Democrat, sees it this way.
Their followers truly believed, and I just think that's a good sign for Baltimore County that people cared that deeply.
Moeller says he is disappointed by the low voter turnout in Baltimore County for the primary, adding the Democratic primary proves the point, Nathan, about every vote counting.
And every vote will count in the general election in November. WYPR's John Lee will cover it for us. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.